Glad to have you aboard here. I'm Mark Bayshore. All this week, we've been exploring the day-to-day lives of Flint residents navigating the water crisis. For our final installment of our Faces of Flint series today, we meet Dr. Bobby Mukamala. He's a doctor and a restaurant owner in the city, and he's betting on Flint's economic revival even in the face of the water crisis. MSU journalism student Shana Roth brings us his story.
I've got a question for you.
I know what you're thinking. No, this isn't a Super Bowl commercial.
What does a blue-collar town like this know about the finer things in life?
Dr. Bobby Mukamala, the youngest president of the Genesee County Medical Society, is behind the wheel of a GM car. Instead of Detroit, the video takes you on a drive through Flint. The car passes by General Motors factories, historic churches and schools, and even the Flint Institute of Music.
You see, in this town, we have tasted greatness.
My name is Bobby Mukamala. I'm an ear, nose, and throat physician here in Flint, Michigan, and a local business owner of five different restaurants in the downtown area.
In addition to running his medical practice, Mukamala is also a kind of serial entrepreneur.
So we started about 5 years ago, and we opened the 501 Bar and Grill, which is like a Spanish tapas, small plates restaurant. And within a year, another friend of mine decided that she wanted to open her dream, which was a wine bar. And then another friend of mine said that, you know, that they were interested in opening a crepe place. And then that same group then later went on to open Table and Tap. And then Merge, which is our latest restaurant, is sort of an Asian fusion place that's also in downtown. And then this building, Tenacity Brewing Company, and the Old Market Fire Station. So that makes five or six, I think, since we started.
Mukamala grew up in Flint. He left the city for college and his medical residency in Chicago. He returned, married, and with twin boys. 16 years and five restaurants later, Mukamala is still committed to Flint's revitalization. The water crisis may have slowed him down, but he doesn't plan on giving up.
But as far as the emotional sort of draw of this place, I mean, it's an underdog town, right? It's the same reason you root for the underdog when you're watching a game where you don't necessarily have a vested interest in any particular team, is that you want to see the underdog do well. And Flint has very much sort of been the underdog city to me.
And Flint was starting to become the city to root for. But then the water crisis hit.
And so right when, you know, people were starting to get excited about coming into downtown, and Thursday and Friday meant coming into downtown Flint as opposed to going south of here towards Detroit and really sort of building that a population of people that were taking a chance on downtown again and a lot of good buzz, in the past year we've had this water issue.
Flint's seen some hard times, but no one could have imagined that residents would be living with poisonous water for almost 2 years. Mukamala has filters in all five of his businesses. So do the roughly 30 other restaurants in downtown Flint. But still, business is hurting.
And what it did was it sort of placed this element of doubt in people's mind. Like, is it safe to go down there now? No longer about violence issues, but about public safety and contamination of water.
The water crisis has created a public relations nightmare. Walk into any Flint restaurant and you'll find signs that read, "The water is safe here." But no matter how big the signs or how many water filters have been installed, it won't be enough if the public is still in fear.
So everything could be done right, but if the public doesn't have faith that they're going to be safe when it comes to for the water that's being used to drink and prepare food, then that's something we have to deal with. And so we've been doing our best to do that, but against a pretty strong headwind.
Mukamala's restaurant, Tenacity, is the only microbrewery in Flint. The staff there have been using social media to let customers know the water is safe. But they also realize the water crisis is about more than their bottom line. So they're giving back.
We started this brewery to be a part of the community, to brew beer for Flint. That is our mantra, beer for Flint. And so we have right here a tap that $1 from every beer goes to the Community Foundation or Greater Flint's a water fund that they started to benefit children, and it's going to be a fund that's a long-term solution. It's not part of the short-term solution, but we're contributing money to that.
That's co-founder of Tenacity, Jason Kaya. He's been working with Mukamala for years and joined his mission to revitalize Flint. Mukamala and his family aren't giving up. They believe in Flint. They're committed to the revival of Flint and firmly believe Flint will bounce back. That feeling of community, that commitment, is one that Mukamala's wife, Dr. Nina Kulkarni, shares. And she says maybe some good could come out of this crisis.
I think that with every hardship, you can learn something, and I do think my kids are learning something. Obviously, I wish it never happened to us in Flint because we have a lot of struggles that we were already working on to make better. And we were at a point where our economic development downtown and new economic growth was coming. And this, I do think, is going to hinder us from keeping going forward on those goals because we have to stick at this place to take care of this water problem. But I'm hoping that with all the attention, maybe we can get better schools, school nurses back in, better nutrition. We'll change this bad thing into something positive.
It will take a lot of work. But Mukamala says there's nothing stopping Flint from becoming a powerhouse city.
You hear about all this great sort of urban revitalization in these other cities in Michigan. You think, well, there's no reason Flint couldn't have that. We have the same infrastructure that all these cities have. And it just needs somebody to sort of take that risk or a group of people to take that risk.
Mukamala says he's here to beat the odds. And so we'll end where we began, with the video that is as relevant now as it was 5 years ago.
We know where we're going. We will not be stopped.
For Current State, I'm Shayna Roth.
And this piece was edited by Current State producer April Van Buren. Our Faces of Flint series is a collaboration between the MSU School of Journalism and WKAR Radio and TV. You can find all of the stories from this series on WKAR.org.